Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking to Neil Levin. He's Senior Nutrition Education Manager and a product formulator for Now Foods, also an award-winning board-certified clinical nutritionist, very, very involved with the movement to get nutrition on the map in this country with many, many decades of service to the nutrition industry. So thanks for your service, Neil.
Thank you.
So we're talking about vitamin K, and we've narrowed it down to a specific type of vitamin K, MK7, which is a type of vitamin K2. What's interesting about vitamin K, and you touched upon it in part one, it has to do with calcium. And I kind of liken it to a crossing guard for calcium in the body. You know, one of the problems that we have in our body is too much in the wrong places, not enough in the right places. A lot of men and women, but women in particular, they seem to have an accelerated process towards osteoporosis. And one of the neat things about vitamin K is that while you're protecting your heart, reducing the calcium deposition in your coronary arteries, you also get ancillary benefits to your bones. So can you explain that?
Yes, moving calcium out of the bloodstream into tissues primarily means getting it into bones. It also means getting it into muscle, where it's used for muscle contraction. And there are other uses, of course, for calcium. But it does affect arterial elasticity. That's what we were talking about earlier in terms of the artery being able to flex every time the heart beats and sends a pulse of blood through there. It needs to be elastic. It needs to expand and allow that to go through. If it is stiff and can't expand, and that actually is a definition of something that raises blood pressure. The pressure will rise if the vessel can't expand to allow that extra blood volume to enter there. So moving the calcium out of the bloodstream means you can get it where it needs to go. And that affects bone density as well as cardiovascular health, because they've measured the effect of MK7, which is the form of vitamin K2 that we're talking about, on markers of arterial elasticity and on markers of bone density. And these are human clinical studies. These are levels of over 300 micrograms a day for long term, 1 to 3 years, we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And where there's demonstrated, for example, in bone structure, the tibia bone structure compared to placebo does not show the signs of aging. In a randomized placebo-controlled double-blind clinical trial, 148 postmenopausal women for 12 months, and both groups got calcium and vitamin D. One group got placebo, and another group got MK7 in addition to the calcium and vitamin D. So it showed that the variable was the vitamin K2, the MK7 mm-hmm. form mm-hmm. given, with significant stability of the bone structure versus those on the placebo.
And, you know, and this might be the key to why some research is kind of perplexing, that shows that, oh, you know, you can take vitamin D and you can take calcium, and it doesn't seem to, in some cases, do the job to enhance bone. And when I look at those studies, I say, well, those studies probably should have been done with some companion nutrients like magnesium, which might assist the action of vitamin D, but also vitamin K, to get a more complete actualization of the benefits of calcium and vitamin D. There we might have seen, some response.
Yeah, in fact, there's something like 15 nutrients necessary for bone to form. Mm-hmm. And to support bone growth and integrity. So, and, that includes boron, that includes magnesium, that includes zinc. It includes protein.
Mm-hmm. Dietary protein.
So there's other factors involved in bone. Bone matrix is a live tissue. It's not the skeleton you see hanging in the schools. Mm-hmm. It's a live tissue. It regenerates. The bone cells are expected to turn over about every 7 years at the most. So, it's a live tissue that turns over and is subject to having nutritional limits on it being able to do it properly.
Indeed. Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Neil Levin, Senior Nutrition Education Manager of Now Foods and Protocol for Life Balance. One of the interesting things about vitamin K research, the vitamin K2 research, that some of which you cited, is that it comes to us from the country of the Netherlands. And it's a little bit, like every country has their sort of proprietary thing, in Japan, there's a lot of research on mushrooms, and in Switzerland, there's a lot of cocoa research, right? Swiss chocolate. And one of the things that they consume massive amounts of, because it's so good, they pride themselves on it, in Netherlands, is cheese. And there's kind of a Dutch paradox, like the French paradox, the French eat a lot of fat, they eat pâté de foie, and they get a lot of resveratrol, so that's the French paradox, because they drink the red wine. The Dutch pride themselves on their research on vitamin K, because cheese, apparently, is a big source, but fermented cheese, like aged cheese, has a fairly high vitamin K2 content, correct?
It does. And, the Dutch are now considered the tallest population in the world.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes. I've heard that. That is weird. Why should that be the case? Do we know any NBA players who are Dutch? Yeah, probably there are a handful.
Well, one thing is, at the end of World War II, when the Nazis were starving some of the Dutch population,
the Great Hunger.
That population has been studied very, very extensively.
Mm-hmm.
And, there was stunted growth in that population and their offspring. But now we're seeing the tallest population on Earth in mm-hmm. general, because their dietary habits have improved over a couple generations.
Mm-hmm. And maybe it's the vitamin K in the cheese. Yeah, Dr. Schurgers is one of the pioneers in vitamin K research, and he's from Holland. So that there may indeed be something to it. Dietary sources, natto, not for the taste buds of a lot of Americans. Aged cheese, okay. I personally take 180 milligrams twice daily for 360 milligrams. I want to protect my bones. I want to protect my heart. That's an acceptable dose for maintenance, right?
Yeah, for maintenance, typically if you're at 80 to 100 micrograms a day is fine. Mm-hmm. Therapeutic range, you're going to start around 160, 180 micrograms mm-hmm. and go up to at least 300 to 400 micrograms. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to work on my bones. The next item in our triumvirate of cardiovascular nutrients is, of course, ubiquinol. A lot of people are familiar with ubiquinol, and we've talked about it here on Intelligent Medicine. But what's the deal with ubiquinol? You know, it is more expensive than coenzyme Q10, and there's controversy rages about whether you should take ordinary coenzyme Q10, whether ubiquinol confers additional benefits. I personally am a believer in ubiquinol. Do you share my opinion on that?
I do, but there's some misconceptions about ubiquinol that okay. people aren't really familiar with. First of all, there's a substance called coenzyme Q10, or CoQ10, which is a vitamin-like substance that's needed to make energy in our bodies. Mm-hmm. And virtually all the cells in our body use the CoQ10 molecule as kind of a spark plug to make energy. So it's something that is very energetic. And what are the most energetic parts of the body that use the most energy? Besides the muscles, heart is a muscle mm-hmm. that's constantly working, and the brain. Now, the absorption of CoQ10, when it's absorbed, it's fat soluble. You have to take it with a meal, and in fact, it's more important you take your CoQ10 with a meal than what's in the tablet or capsule.
Mm, interesting.
Because it's fat soluble, and you need about 5 grams of fat to trigger that absorption.
So if you're going to have a piece of fruit and you think you're going to choke down your coenzyme Q10 pill with a piece of, that's not going to cut it.
No, but if you had a teaspoon of fish oil or flax mm-hmm. oil or something like that, or coconut oil, mm-hmm. sure.
I guess avocado is a fruit, technically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's
fat.
It does have fat, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's one consideration. The second is, what's the difference between ubiquinol and regular CoQ10 called ubiquinone? And there's actually two differences that are kind of merged together in public consciousness. Mm-hmm. One is that ubiquinone is oxidized. It's orange. You know, it's an oxidized substance. But the body can readily reduce it into an unoxidized or reduced form.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes an antioxidant form. It switches back and forth pretty readily in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And virtually over 90% of it, when you're taking it orally, gets converted into ubiquinol.
Okay.
So there doesn't seem to be a big barrier to that happening. It mm-hmm. just uses up some antioxidants. Ubiquinol is an antioxidant form, mm-hmm. but Konica, the company that produces it, it's a Japanese company producing it in Texas.
Mm.
They require it to be sold in a soluble solution. It has to be dissolved in a solvent, a crystal-free solution
mm-hmm.
that enhances absorption.
Okay.
So you have different options.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have different options. Some companies use polysorbate 80, a petrochemical,
mm-hmm.
which is a detergent that causes leaky gut and is not very healthy. Mm. It's not natural.
That's...
But you see that because it does enhance absorption.
Mm-hmm.
We use MCT oil, medium chain triglycerides, from coconut and palm oil.
Okay.
Which also works. The trick is each different oil you dissolve it in will dissolve it completely into a crystal-free solution within a narrow range of temperature.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have to have the right conditions to blend it properly and have it dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
And polysorbate 80 works at any temperature. Mm-hmm. MCT oil works at a more limited temperature. You can use any oil, but there's different variables there.
Mm.
So we use a natural thing, a natural oil, as the solvent, as the carrier.
This pertains to ubiquinol only, right? Or coenzyme Q10. I'm sorry, I lost you a little bit there.
Yeah, we do that with ubiquinol, and that's mm-hmm. what's responsible for the increased absorption of ubiquinol.
So are you saying
that
some
antioxidant form?
I'm sorry. Are you saying that some companies just use polysorbate 80 for their solubilizing of the ubiquinol? And
yes.
And now foods and Protocol for Light Balance take the extra step of blending it with MCT oil, which is, you know, less deleterious and, you know, a very natural substance.
Yeah, we're not going to use a synthetic detergent as our carrier. We're going to use a natural compound derived from healthy oil.
Okay, because that actually does clear up a misconception for me, because I actually thought that because Kanika is the name of the company, makes it, that it just, you know, it's like, it's a commodity. I mean, if you get it from 14 different companies, it's going to be identical. But the raw material is identical. It's just you're saying the vehicle can be either polysorbate 80 or can be a more benign substance, MCT oil, which does actually have some health benefits.
Yes. The supplier of ubiquinol, which is standardized, it's patented, it's trademarked, is all from one company.
Right.
But and we buy it as a white powder.
Okay.
How that powder is turned into liquid soft gel depends on the choices made by the vitamin company.
Okay.
And what Kanika, the supplier, requires is that it be tested to make sure it's a crystal-free solution and that we're only using ubiquinol and not blending it with ubiquinone and that it's unoxidized. It remains unoxidized and reduced in the capsule. So it's only sold in capsules, soft gel capsules, and in this liquid solution.
So do you think it is more bioavailable? You know, some people cite that it's 50% more bioavailable or twice as bioavailable as coenzyme Q10. You think it is a little bit more bioavailable, but it doesn't preclude that some people use a more economical coenzyme Q10.
Well, with older people whose digestion is not as good, and maybe they don't have a gallbladder anymore, or their pancreatic enzymes are not coming out the way they used to at the same levels, they will typically find more enhanced benefit from taking ubiquinol than a younger person with good digestive capabilities.
Okay. That's fair enough.
But who's the population using ubiquinol? It's typically older people, cardiovascular concerns, energy concerns, immune concerns, which requires energy, all these things.
So what does ubiquinol do to support heart health, since this is the theme of today's program? Can you review that for our listeners?
Well, ubiquinol gets oxidized into ubiquinone again, and that is the spark that creates ATP, which is the energy compound in the body, the storage compound for energy in the body. So producing that requires CoQ10. CoQ10 is something that helps you produce energy and even a storage form of energy in the body. And CoQ10 is responsible for energetics of the heart and the brain and the muscles and the organs and everything you could think of. That's why ubiquinol and ubiquinone, the root of that is ubiquitous, which means everywhere. It's in virtually every cell in every mammal on Earth.
So the applications are myriad. I mean, it just as a general anti-aging thing, because we know that people's mitochondria tend to decline in functionality as they age. Perhaps levels of ubiquinone decline our ability to synthesize it, because actually it's not a vitamin, you know, it's not an essential thing. It's something that our bodies can make, but we want to augment our supply of it because our production may decline as we age, or perhaps in disease states, or there are certain medications that interfere with its synthesis, right?
Yeah, and you need proper digestion, fat absorption, you need mitochondrial health. You need the other cofactors needed to produce it if you're going to produce it yourself. Some B vitamins, for example. And, you know, so if you're lacking any factor involved in absorbing it and transforming it and creating it in the body, then you could have a lack. And in fact, statin drugs are known to cut the production of CoQ10 about in half in the human body.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this is a no-brainer for me, is whenever I see somebody on a statin drug, and, you know, if they need it, you know, sometimes I try to dissuade them from taking it because they're sometimes too liberally prescribed. But there's some people who perhaps have had a heart attack or bypass, and maybe they're going to get some additional protection by taking a statin drug. I'm not averse to that. I insist that they take coenzyme Q10 or ubiquinol. How much is required to replete the coenzyme Q10 if you're, say, taking a Lipitor or Zocor or some of the, you know, Crestor, or some of the popular statin drugs?
Usually it'll be in the range of 100 to 300 milligrams daily.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's achievable because what forms does it come in? I think you have 100 milligram, you have 200 milligram.
Yeah, we actually make, in the Now line, there's up to 600 milligram. Mm-hmm. We have the strongest CoQ10 on the market.
And that I would use, you know, I personally use that one clinically. For people with brain problems, their neurological conditions like, you know, dementia, Parkinson's, because, you know, the energetics of the brain is very important. But I also use it for patients who have congestive heart failure. For ordinary prevention, you know, we might go to, you know, a dose of 100 milligrams, 200 milligrams. I personally take 200 milligrams a day because as I age, I want to support my energy metabolism, obviously. So when you take this, and I've heard some patients say, well, you know, I have to be careful because, you know, I'm a light sleeper. I you know, is it going to be a problem if I take this at night? Does it have a caffeinated kind of effect? What's the deal on that?
It doesn't, but since it has energetic effects, we'll normally recommend if you're taking it more than once a day that you, or even once a day, that you load it more toward the early part of the day when you need more energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, it's not going to be jittery like caffeine or anything, but, you know, if your brain's more alert and active, if you're raring to go, in a sense, because you have enough energy, it's not necessarily what you need when you're going to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Are there any studies, and this is a big concern because athletes are always looking for that performance edge. Have you kept track of some of the sports medicine literature on ubiquinone? Does it provide an edge to performance athletes, young and old?
I don't think they've found a lot of benefit. They probably get more from, say, creatine, mm-hmm, or ribose or some of these other things, which are kind of related in making energy.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, what I've heard from some doctors is if someone's taking statin drugs and they're reducing their coenzyme Q10 production to the point where they're getting muscle aches because there's not enough energy for the muscles, that adding CoQ10 back in isn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
That they need the creatine and the ribose to re-energize the muscles. So there's not just one factor in energy. There's always multiple factors the body needs.
Indeed. Any other applications of ubiquinol that we haven't touched upon?
Well, we know it helps with bone as well as you know, anything with antioxidants, the collagen.
Mm-hmm.
The collagen in the body that holds things together. Our blood vessels themselves are primarily composed of collagen. Our skin and our organs and our all these parts of the body, they're subject to oxidative stress.
Mm-hmm.
And ubiquinol is one of the main antioxidants used, mm-hmm, in the body, which helps protect the body from oxidative stress. It's that oxidation of ubiquinol in the body that creates energy.
Mm-hmm.
In the mitochondria. And if you, even if you take ubiquinone versus ubiquinol, you will primarily convert that into ubiquinol, even if it's ubiquinone, even if it's the oxidized form that you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
It just is going to use up some antioxidants to do that, and, you know, why waste it if you don't have to? You know, how many of us have extra antioxidants in our body or less oxidative stress where we don't have to worry about that? But it's powerful free radical neutralizing compound that provides cardiovascular support, and there's a lot of energy in the brain, and the blood-brain barrier prefers not to let oxidized materials into the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So ubiquinol has an advantage getting into the brain over ubiquinone.
Ubiquinone being coenzyme Q10, and ubiquinol is the... So for, I guess that may distinguish it, is that for brain applications, for optimizing brain function, and we're not just talking about dementia and Alzheimer's, we're also talking about conditions like chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. There actually been, it's been found that people have deficits in brain energy in those conditions. You may want to, according to your scheme of things, take ubiquinol, which is more readily accepted into the brain.
Yeah, I mean, even things like vitamin C, the oxidized form, which can get into different cells and get reversed, reduced back into the antioxidant form, it's not allowed into the brain. The blood-brain barrier excludes it.
Mm-hmm.
So even though there's a capacity in the body to turn it back into an antioxidant form in cells, it doesn't want to do that in the brain. It wants to keep the brain pure with antioxidants. There's so much fat in the brain. The brain is mostly fat. Most of that fat is long-chain fatty acids like DHA, which are readily oxidized. It wants to protect those cells and tissues from oxidation. And, of course, ubiquinol and vitamin E are a couple of the key antioxidants, nutrients that the brain needs to protect those areas.
Okay. Well, so let's review. You know, our cardiovascular triumvirate, we're talking natokinase, we're talking about MK7, vitamin K2, and ubiquinol, and they're available at Protocol for Life Balance, correct?
They are, yes.
Okay, so our call to action today, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. These are professional formulas, and however you can obtain them, formulas that are designed for dispensing by health professionals, but you can obtain access to full script at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance and order those products to complete your cardiovascular repertoire. You know, maybe you're taking magnesium and fish oil and, you know, some of the cardiovascular nutrients that we've talked about, but you really want to add those three to your program. Well, thank you, Neil Levin, for joining us. And, you know, thanks for, performing a great service to the public, informing them, and also wonderful product formulations for Now Foods.
Well, we have a great team formulating. I can't imagine anyone being better at it. You know, obviously we have limitations in terms of our company's positioning and what we're willing to do. And, sometimes we're at a disadvantage. We can't use a cheap thing like Polysorb 880 that works really, really well to help you absorb things, but the body doesn't really like it. It tends to attack it when it does go in. It doesn't like things like that that are synthetic detergents. It's, the detox mechanisms rev up, and you end up using a lot of your antioxidants trying to dispose of those kind of things if they're attached to these petrochemical-type things.
Indeed. Well, I'm sure that you and your position as Senior Nutrition Education Manager, you're not going to allow the shortcuts to take precedence over supplement quality. So thanks for your work. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. That was Neil Levin, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, this is a vital time to bolster our immune defenses. I've received countless requests for a specific list of supplements that I recommend to support immune health. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Immune Support Protocol, my supplement recommendations offering the greatest boost for your immune system when it's needed most. Best medicine is preventive medicine. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information. drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the immune support protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for our supplement starter kit, heart health protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The same supplements I take for myself and prescribe for my patients. And for a limited time, you'll get free priority shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.